Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, your online homes for Penn State football coverage here. Dustin Hockensmith, Andrew Pichet, we're kicking off this show. 60 minutes of Penn State football. We're going to take a good look at Penn State's 2019 recruiting class so far, the hot streak that they've been on, six commitments to take it from 3 to 9 so far in the 19 class, and they're knocking on the door, Andy, being in that national top 10, which is where I believe that they will end up if you look at what they've got, who's still out there. But really, I think it was a reassuring time in Penn State recruiting so far. So I want to get your thoughts on where this class is, what the needs are yet, who you really like in this class from a prospect standpoint. I think there's some obvious answers to who you really like there.
Yeah, they got another prospect on the board again later this week. Or is it later this week or early next week? Where there's Penn State's a finalist on another commitment that's coming up next week. So, you know, the streak could continue. Eventually, they're going to not get exactly what they want to a degree, but you know, when you're talking about this 19 class, to me, it's what stands out to me is again and again and again is they got the running back that they want.
Yeah,
they want that running back. They identify him. He's a they're all high end running backs. If you go back, let's go back to Barkley, Miles Sanders, you know, Ricky Slade, and now Devin Ford. I'd say that for the guys that they wanted that fit their offense and the guys that they identified as their top target, I would say only the guy from St. Joe's Prep that went to Georgia.
DeAndre Swift.
And there, at the time, it made no sense when you looked at the calendar of the recruiting when DeAndre Swift and what was committed and where Penn State was.
Penn State was going, with DeAndre Swift and Mark Webb, Penn State was either going 2-for-2 or 0-for-2.
0-for-2.
And they went 0-for-2.
It just didn't necessarily make any sense for DeAndre Swift to make that commitment because there was the inn was too crowded. But I think if it was normally like if DeAndre Swift was a 2019 kid or maybe even an 18 kid, I think DeAndre Swift goes to Penn State probably.
He'd be here.
And so does Webb. But at that time, it just didn't work. But beyond that, I mean, Devin Ford, that's their guy. Got him again.
My guy, too.
Miles Sanders, got their guy. Got him. Ricky Slade, he was the guy. Got him.
Yep.
Amazing. That for all the development that's happened and the stability of the quarterback position that they continue to get, the running back that they absolutely desire and is their number one target, freaking impressive.
Yeah, and I'll ask you some follow-ups there.
We got plenty.
Mike Porn from StateCollege.com is joining us in a little bit. Tyler Donahue from Land of 10 is joining us in a little bit. We'll talk a little bit more from recruiting standpoint there. Ask Andy is what is going to be our fourth and final quarter. I'm going to ask him my questions now. These will be your questions for him a little bit later in the show. And by the way, this is Ask Andy. But next week, when Greg Pickle comes back, we're going to start giving away some 409 tailgate wine to whoever asked the best question for Ask Greg. And I say that because you have an opportunity now to come up with your best question, download the Keystone Sports app, ask it, and then just wait for your wine, baby.
Welcome to the
club. Wait for it.
You can join us in the giveaway club.
Yep.
And there's going to be more pressure on Greg because in the last 30 seconds, you can say, okay, Greg's going to have to pay closer attention because he's going to have to remember.
Who asked the best question?
Who asked the best question? Which one really stood out to me?
So give us your best.
Yeah.
Give us your best. All right, let's talk a little bit recruiting here. And let's go back to the running back thing. I am with you completely. I don't know. I think Penn State sells its vision for the running back position well, shows its vision for the running back position well. Saquon Barkley being the guy who executes the vision for 3 years, that helps. But you know, even before you had ironclad proof, I think, I mean, Miles Sanders is the first example of that. You know, Saquon Barkley was not the number one running back in the country. He was number 13 or 14 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that National Recruiting Services missed on him, but he just became a bigger freak show than anybody imagined. But then Miles Sanders really starts this getting the top all-purpose back in the country. Ricky Slade, top all-purpose back. Devin Ford. Rivals loves Devin Ford.
For a good reason.
For a good reason. Yeah. He's in the top 10 nationally, regardless of position. Omar Abbas, a 5-star, number one running back. I see it. That's what I think, too.
In the evolution of college football, the all-purpose running back has become more valuable than the flat, straight-up stud running back. I still love the stud running back. Don't get me wrong. I still love it.
I think...
But the value proposition has gone to the all-purpose back.
Yeah, I mean that's where football has gone. Mm-hmm. You have to pose a threat now in all kinds of ways from the running back position.
Correct.
I think Devin Ford is that. I think he's both of those things. Really, I think he's a workhorse, and I think he's got the versatility to.
Can I detect a man crush? Can I detect a man crush?
Oh, I'm not shy about it at all.
I call Ross out. I'm like, Ross, you got a man crush on that guy. And Bob Flounders, our colleague on Thursday, Friday and Saturday Keystone Kickoff shows. I'm like, you know, Buckholz. That's Bob Flounders' man crush.
Flounders, yeah,
you
know. Flounders loves him. Yeah,
Nana Asadu, man crush from
Ross.
From Ross. Loves him. Loves that guy. And I'm detecting a little bit of a man crush for you on Devin Ford.
I'm not making it a secret at all. I just think you look at all these running back recruits that Penn State has brought in, and it is an impressive, impressive list. It'll get more impressive whenever Miles Sanders does his thing this year. I think Devin Ford, physically, I don't know. I don't know how he stacks up from a purely athletic explosiveness, strength, power, speed. I don't know, but in terms of being advanced, he's the most advanced of all these running back prospects at this stage of his career. And he's still got another year left.
I would not disagree with that.
The nuance of the position comes really naturally to him.
Correct.
And that's why I think I like him so much, is that, you know, I think he makes the grade in all these areas. We'll see, 40 time and all that stuff. We'll see about that.
You can see the translation of the high school, his versatility as a high school player. You don't see like one or two aspects of that sort of going away at the next level.
Yeah.
That's what the translational nature of his skill set translates well, A, in this offense, B, at the next level, because he's at such a high level in terms of versatility. Look, he doesn't have breakaway speed, though. He's not a burner, but he does like 6 or 7 little things well inside the tackle box to just make you go like,
so,
you can't
so smooth
not
in the way
do
he does
yeah,
it. Too. So
you
smooth
can't
in
not
the way
do
does.
That at the next level.
How do you see all the running backs sorting out? Looking into the future a little
bit.
Yeah,
this is what I like.
I think I'm just going to inject mine out there. I think Ricky Slade is going to be a super compliment all the way along.
I think this is James' plan all along, and to a degree, I think Saquon Barkley messed it up because he's the freak that blew up that is Saquon Barkley. Because you remember they peeled off Miles Sanders' red shirt. They didn't peel off his red shirt to be a kick returner, right?
Right.
They didn't peel off his red shirt to get garbage time. They peeled off his red shirt because James' vision is a back, my number one back, and a compliment that both play.
Yeah.
But my Saquon Barkley messed that up.
Yeah, then it became pretty clear why in the world would I take this guy off the field.
Why? I can't. I it's just too impactful, and the collateral damage was Miles Sanders' red shirt being peeled and wasted. Yeah. And I don't think – and James would make the same decision again because that's his vision. So now I think this is year one of what James's true vision is and why he can stockpile these running backs. And to a degree, you're peeling behind the curtain and seeing what he's selling to them is, okay, so Miles Sanders has been here for a couple years, Ricky Slade, but this is how I want to do it. And if you doubt my commitment to this, I peeled off Miles Sanders' red shirt and then Saquon Barkley blew up. That is so rare, and Saquon Barkley is so special that the chances of happening again are like 1%. So he's able to resell that, and that's why he's able to line them up like ducks year after year. Look, you're going to come in. Okay, Devin Ford, you can come in, and there is a complimentary role that will be available for you right out of the gate.
Let's go rapid fire a little bit.
Is that good?
Outside of the running
back
position.
You agree with the disagree?
Oh, yeah. I agree. Okay. Yeah, I agree completely. But I think, you know, we talked about running backs for 9 minutes. I think we can talk about something different.
Okay, let's do that.
What would you say are the needs? So it's a very balanced class so far. Two cornerbacks, two safeties, one defensive lineman, Hakeem Beamon, the newest commit.
Right.
One linebacker, one quarterback, one running back, one offensive lineman. Clearly there's going to be multiple or more offensive linemen.
Correct.
I think clearly there's going to be probably multiple defensive linemen. Where do you think that Penn State has needs that aren't yet addressed?
Well, I think the biggest need that they haven't addressed yet is offensive line. Because you want three. You want your three.
Penn State has gotten, since James Franklin got here in 2014, Penn State has gotten exactly four in every class.
And but three of them are your targets.
Yes.
Right? So the number is three, in my mind, is you want three guys that you identify in 12 to 18 months have the potential to be impact players, and you need three. He's recruiting at four, so he's hedging his bets on 75%. But they have one now. I don't think the number has to be four. I think the number can be three and maybe two. But I think James likes to hedge his bet when it comes to the offensive linemen. So I think at least two more offensive linemen that are targets of theirs that are sort of on their list of five guys they'd like to get, these two. Any two of this combination of five are our targets of offensive line. We'll take three. You know, we'll take four, but these are our five guys. We need at least two more of them. That is my number one priority, is what I would say.
Four defensive backs so far. And there could, if Lewis Cine ends up being a guy, you could end up with five. I think they're in good shape there. You, obviously, in the trenches, you're looking for those building blocks every single year. That's relentless.
Yes.
There's no, you know, when Penn State's recruiting at this level, you know, I know my evolution of asking people or trying to figure out who the sleepers are. There's not really any sleepers, but there are still guys, even when they're recruiting at this level, that are probably not quite getting what I believe their due is. Is there somebody in this class who you think is not quite getting their due? What about the quarterback?
Yeah, I think if I was going to give a guy that I think is, I think Roberson can become a four-star quarterback.
I think 247 has him as a four-star now.
I think he can be a cross-the-board four-star. Like, okay, like kind of like in the Clifford mold where he was a tweener. Some were three, some were four. But at the end of it, Clifford was a solid. Like, he became a solid quarterback recruit. I think that's where Roberson is headed. And I think as the guys on the edges, as you like to say, they're recruiting in the gray areas, as you said on our Monday segment. The guys in the gray area are starting to get more momentum in terms of being, you know, those dual threat guys as being legitimate quarterbacks. The recruiting service, I think, are the slowest to adjust at the quarterback position in terms of the way it's looking. And I think James is helping them catch up a little bit because he's showing the value of the gray guys.
This is one area where Penn State is a juggernaut now, recruiting on the field. They're always going to look for these guys. I think they want Justin Fields. They want Brandon Wimbush. But at the end of the day, this is who they're looking for, a high three-star who only gets dinged because they don't have prototypical dimensions.
Bing.
They'll take it. All right, we're going to move on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. StateCollege.com columnist Mike Poorman is going to join us. We're going to talk some football, talk some scheduling. It's coming up right after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.